spend much of the, spend much of the third in your own zone, but how do you defend it for the
most part? I thought very well. Good sticks. Structure was good. Willing to block shots. We kind of stopped moving our feet on the breakout. They did a better job with their D keeping pucks alive, having us in. So when we did flip a few out, we weren't able to get the forecheck going. So, I mean, we talked about that. They're a good team, good offensive team. They're going to have a push. So ideally, is it, you know, do you want to spend that much time here on? No, but I understand why. Managing the puck and they're at home. They're going to have their push. They happen to have it then. And it would have been good if we could have made a couple more plays. But you don't want to do that at the expense of giving them a good opportunity. So we're probably a little too conservative, but you know, we know how to defend, so we're probably, those players are probably more comfortable than me, you know, our Steve watching that. So,
that was okay.
It worked out. It worked out.
I'm sure you're not encouraged by what you saw to the power play tonight, but is there an element of being encouraged that the power play can have a night like tonight and you could still come out with a win against a good team?
Yeah, I mean, we did that in Edmonton. We weren't very good, and you know, we won the game, took overtime, but still, we're going to stay in the game. We just didn't execute well enough on it. Some of our entries were, people were a little out of position and they were aggressive enough tonight that we needed to be a little cleaner. And had a couple looks, but typically we're able to generate more. So I think as a coach, it's good to see that against a good team where, not that your power play isn't sharp, but where if it doesn't come through, you can still win the game.
What's the good way that Marchand and crew kind of have a two-man thing going there, and Torrey cuts all the way across? They just
there's some room there. They play man-to-man, so they'll chase up. So if you have ice, you know, those guys have been together a long time. So they made a good play. If you remember the start of it, Marchand beat with Sergachev way up top. He's up out by the blue line, so he beat him back to the net. Got a fortunate sort of one off his foot, but doesn't matter. You know, he's getting in a good spot, and he's a good play all around.
Can a play like that maybe help Jake kind of bust out of what he's been doing?
Well, I thought he was good. So it's nice to see when you play the right way and you're on pucks and chipping behind them and not, you know, getting ridden out of the play easily. You know, he was persistent. Even that, another Nate, who knows, maybe goes down on that one, doesn't get up. You just don't know. We've seen it with Jake sometimes and he gets frustrated. So he stuck with it. And he got rewarded at the end. I thought their line was excellent. I thought Wags did a nice job, put a backdoor play to him. Wags made a nice play to McAvoy on the rush in the first period. So they were making some plays, stayed out of trouble in their own end, were on the puck, and Jake was part of that, obviously, too. So, I mean, listen, he's a guy that, at his age, scoring matters, maybe more than some other guys, and I'm glad he got it playing the right way. It wasn't just a freebie. He earned it, and he was playing hard.
They didn't have a ton of shots in the first 40, but Tuukka had a couple of really big saves during the game.
Yeah, the breakaway, right? I mean, they seem to do it to us every game. Somehow get a guy behind us, and they did it again tonight. It's a good save. There was a couple in tight there. They were off net a little bit, helped. Now, maybe that's because we were good with our sticks, so they rushed their shot. Got a break from a post, got an offside break that finally one went our way. We got one of those to help us win a game, so there's a little bit of luck involved, too. But no, he was good when he had to be. I thought their goalie was excellent as well. I mean, it's two Vezina Trophy candidates, in my estimation. You expect them to be good, and they were.
When did Alan Marchand was okay to go?
He came in at 5:30 and took a little medicine or an IV, and he was going to do warm-ups and give us a call. So it was his call all the way. You know, I respect him and his decision. Felt he could help us, and he did. He could tell he's lacking some energy. His shifts were shorter, but scored a big goal for us, and that's Marshall.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.